Beauty of the FA Cup is when David takes on Goliath.
Yes.
And ekes out a draw against him as Plymouth Argyle did against Liverpool over the weekend. G'day, Andy.
G'day, Webby. G'day, Jimmy. Firstly, apologies for my dud tip for you on Friday, but you're right, mate. Oh. This morning, Jurgen Klopp's probably thinking, oh, my God, I've got two EFL Cup semis coming up against Southampton. On Sunday, I'm away to Man U. I've also got Chelsea to play at home this month. I've played a fourth-tier team this morning and put in my youngest ever squad. He had wholesale changes, naturally enough, and it didn't work at Anfield. They drew 0-0 with Plymouth, so they face a replay. No such banana skins for Chelsea against Peterborough, who from League One, they beat them 4-1 at the Bridge. And Spurs, even though they made 9 changes to the side that beat Chelsea last week, they got over the top of Aston Villa, who were 12th in the League Championship, 2-0. So no joy for Milo Yednak and his team on their visit to White Hart Lane. But Liverpool, unfortunately for them, they face a replay.
Just out of interest, I was listening to the BBC on the way in, and Mark Schwarzer was the co-commentator for the Tottenham game. He sounded more English than an Englishman.
He's been there long enough, hasn't he? And mind you, he's just come back from a bloody holiday in the snow. He's had a great time over Christmas and New Year. They love him over there, mate. Look, we all know how media savvy he is, and his record is second to none. And you're right, mate. Unfortunately, he's looking at staying there with the family. And mind you, his son is on the books of Fulham.
Okay.
We're talking about another goalkeeper. Another young goalkeeper coming through the system.
Oh, who would he make himself available for? Let's presume he's a very good one.
Well, pick your club. I mean, he's...
No, I mean country-wise.
Well, that's a great question. I'd like to think it's Australian. I just wonder if anyone's ever been in touch with Mark Schwarzer about his son.
Hmm. Good question to ask. Hmm.
Very good question.
How old is he, Andy?
For you, Webby? He's in his teens. He's a young'un. He's
okay.
A good keeper.
I'll ask that question today. Speaking of records, Wayne Rooney equaled a fair one on the weekend.
He did, didn't he? So Bobby Charlton's record in a 4-0 win against Reading, and that's 249 goals. We talked about it briefly yesterday with Jimmy and Dave, and 249 goals equaling Charlton's record, but that's come in 543 games as against Charlton's 758 appearances. So that's a tremendous record.
So Bobby was in the stadium, as was Sir Alex. Both there watching.
Very dapper, Sir Bobby, in the stands.
He did, didn't he?
He did. Got the hat on.
What a legend. Yeah.
You know, he actually played. He played a game out here in Australia as well, Sir Bobby.
Who for?
From memory, I think it might have been Blacktown City back in 81, 82. Going back, I'm sure one of our, or a couple of our avid listeners will bring that up.
Okay, there you go. I knew George Best played out here, but I didn't know Sir
Kevin Keegan, actually. Kevin Keegan made a guest appearance for Blacktown. I remember watching him out at Marconi in 1983, and obviously we've had Rush. We've had a whole lot of great English players come out.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Sydney FC. They did it the hard way against Central Coast Mariners, 3-2.
That's right. It was big. You know, the Mariners deserve more out of this. I've got to say, the way they fought back, they were outplayed in the first half, and it was 1-0 at the break. Bobo got 2 goals, and second goal came in the 48th, and O'Donovan came back, Galloway came back to make it 2-2, and in between all that, Fabio Ferreira missed a penalty, and Dave Carney scored just a minute after Galloway, and he was in an offside position. A lovely finish by the substitute, the former Socceroo, but... At the end of the day, 5 of the top 6 sides all won on the weekend. The big, the hero for me on the weekend was the Newcastle Jets.
Yeah.
That was a big result to go to Brisbane and to do something there that hasn't been done for 14 games previously, because Brisbane's home record was phenomenal. And congratulations to them for doing it that way. And that puts them in the top 6 as well. Mm. But all eyes, obviously, going ahead. Round 15, Saturday, you've touched on it. The derby's going to be huge, and Graham Arnold's got some defensive headaches. Berlanti's also suspended, but there's talk of a foreign defender arriving in Sydney this week. So we wait to see, because Seb Ryle's got that injury. Yeoman's gone overseas.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see who they pick up there. Good on you, Andy. Appreciate that.
Enjoy your day, gents.